Jeff?
Well, I know it was only a small juncture of the game, but was it good to see Evans hit a couple of free throws? And do you like what you got from, in terms of energy from Sam and Showalter tonight?
Well, you probably wouldn't have asked if you didn't know my answer. I mean, yeah, it's better than him not making any free throws, to number one. And to the second one that had two names in it, it brought energy. You know, got loose balls, played hard, did a lot of little things well. So, you know, to me it's no surprise with Zach Showalter. I mean, I know how he plays. That's why we decided to bring him here, or ask him to come here. Glad he didn't say no. He's really giving us a shot in the arm.
Rob?
Bo, what did you think Green Bay did at the start of the game to get a little bit of a lead? What were they doing well?
Well, so many of these games, sometimes you're taking a look at what the other team's going to give you. How are they going to handle this? How are they going to handle that? It was more, we weren't putting up numbers. If the numbers aren't going up on one side of a scoreboard and somebody gets to 9 and you only have 2, that's, you know, it's like, whoa, that's really a big lead. But you got to be smart enough as players when you're on the court. It's still one possession at a time. So, but they did some good things. They hit some shots. They got the ball where they wanted, and we had to take that away from them. And it was just a matter of, you know, there's a lot of learning that takes place in 40 minutes. There's a lot of teams that get better during the course of a game, or at least you hope you're getting better. And I thought that's what our guys did. They, you know, you can do so much with a scout team, and our scout team does a great job. But until you get the size and the speed and the and what the other team's trying to do, you're still not 100% ready. But I thought through the course of the game we got ready and read what they were doing a little bit better. They're going to be a factor in that league. They play well. They've had a tough road trip. But, you know, they get back home, they get the energy back, and you know how these games are.
Well, we've talked in depth about your challenging start here. Do you welcome this 10-day break from games, or you can just let them focus in the classroom and maybe work on stuff in practice?
Well, it's what they end up doing with it, and, you know, they're going to take care of the exams first. We'll do some legs and lungs and, you know, just make sure we don't lose our conditioning. Some guys will have a chance to get in here when they don't have tests or their tests are over on their own and work on some things. You know, I talked about being a craftsman. You know, people that take pride in their work, if, you know, you put up a wall and the studs don't look right, well, you got to take those studs out and redo the wall. And I worked construction one summer. You know, if you take pride in your work, then, you know, if you know you have shortcomings, there's chances for guys to work on it. So we'll see. I've never made any promises.
Eric?
Seemed like you did a lot of substitutions throughout the game tonight. Have you found a combination that you think has worked the best for you guys? And if so, what is that combination?
Yeah, it depends on the game, depends on what the other team has out on the floor. That group that was in there at the end, they were staying. I did have something worked out with the official on a timeout, thinking that they were going to foul Ryan right away. And he misunderstood what I said. He said we had a failure to communicate. When it was a minute something, I was going to bring Ryan out just to settle him down and getting a little rest before he went on defense. But I had to have him on the floor because he tracked down 2 or 3 of those rebounds in traffic and was huge. He was really putting his nose on the ball. So he gave us more good, even though he didn't make a couple of those free throws. He did us more good overall. But that combination at the end for tonight, for that time period, they were doing the best job, so they stayed.
Over here.
Seemed like penetration, especially late in the first, early in the second, was really big to opening up the offense. Did you see anything in particular that let the team really unlock the interior defense there?
Yeah, we ran a couple specials that we had to remind some guys about. And, you know, if you're overplayed, there's some backdoor stuff that you can get. And sure enough, we got two of them. And then what does that do to the defense? Well, I don't know, because I only coach one team. But if you can get something like that, does that make the defense then say, okay, we can't overplay this or that? I don't know. But it seemed like we were able to move the ball better after that, after loosening them up a little bit.
Jim, well, you said the other night that you liked for about 12 and 15 minute stretch what you saw at Marquette. Tonight, I think you scored 31-8 over like a 14 minute stretch. Is that kind of the same thing? Are you seeing stretches where you kind of like what you see in your team?
Yeah, but you know, they go in spurts. Same thing with other teams. You know, we've talked about this over the years, now that everybody wants to throw that stat out there, this run of 10, this run of 6. This team has scored the last 8 of the last 10. Because I know it gives the media, people announcing a game, people reporting a game, I know it's something to talk about. It's just like nobody talked about points per possession that I remember when we got here, and now a lot of people talk about points per possession. So you can take that third, what did you say, 31-7? 31-8? And I can say, if we had the 31, we played really well. But can you do that all the time? No, a lot of times you're playing teams where it's toe-to-toe and there's never more than 4-point differential before the other team scores. Maybe 5. The grinders.
Anything else for Coach?
Assuming Boozwitz hasn't been cleared to practice.
I knew as soon as I said grinder, I said, somebody's going to ask about the grinder of all time. He's getting ready for finals.
Is he just at home tonight? Did you?
Yeah, because he told him to stay away. Not for any particular, not like he's being punished. Getting ready for his exams, because you know he's missed some things this semester. So this is Wisconsin. This isn't a place where he can take a break academically. So hopefully he got a lot of good stuff. I'm sure he wasn't paying attention to the game. Fat chance.
Anything else? All right. Thanks, Coach.
He was doing a radio.
Always entertaining. That's it.